She says she's ready.
Are you?
No, I gotta get my pocket knife out. Okay, I'm ready. What are we doing first?
Good morning, it's May 13, 2026. I apologize, it's 6 minutes after 10. Our last meeting ran a little bit long. This is a regular work session for the Board of Uintah County Commission. Being held at the large conference room in the commission office. Our first thing is an opening invitation for bid UC-2609 commercial diesel generator 400 kilowatt. Mike Wilkins for Congress. Open away, Mike.
Okay, just for the record, we received six bids for the generator. First one is from Energy Management Corporation. And according to Trina, we do not read the amounts, so we will just open them. Maybe I will.
Why he's opening it, if Katrina could explain why we don't.
Sure.
The reason why we don't read the prices on the IFB, I know that it's the lowest cost, but we got to make sure that all of these bids meet our criteria that we posted in the solicitation. So we don't want vendors to think that they hear the lowest and think they automatically got it, because we want to make sure that they meet all of our criteria. On the RFPs, we don't read it because we have an evaluation team that is going to score it, and cost, they do not see cost. They evaluate the technical criteria, and then cost is added later. So that is why we don't read cost.
And that's on RFP or RFQ?
On an RFP and an RFP. RFQs do not have a price.
Right. I knew that. But when did that change? We used to read the RFP amounts.
As long as I've been here, so I don't know why. I don't know if
it's the last
prior
2 years. But they changed the law or something?
There is a state code that I can all find and reference up the next time I'm here, if that works.
Or you can just send it to us. That would be great. Thank you.
Okay, the first one was from Energy Management Corporation out of Salt Lake City. The next one is from ECB Solutions out of Oxford, Mississippi. Mississippi. The next one was from UPS Store.
I almost wrote that down, Mike.
Well, that's what it says it's from. I'm trying to find the company name. Graybar. And I don't have a clue where they're at. This is addendum 3. Cummins Sales and Service out of West Valley. Next one is America's Generators out of Miami, Florida. I get to go get it. And the final one is from Native Instincts, INSTINCT, LLC. Out of Boynton Beach, Florida.
You want to get that one too?
Yeah. So those are the bids for the generators.
Okay. All these bids that are opening will wind up down in purchasing. Do their evaluations and report back to us.
Okay, the next one, commissioners, is for the...
Mike?
Yes.
Quick question, two things. One, that is the generator for Western Park?
Yes.
Trina's shaking her head, yes.
And are we going to put it on Tuesday's meeting, or do you want to wait to see? I'd kind of like the public to know when...
It should already be on Tuesday's meeting.
Should be able to be on Tuesday.
It should be already on
Tuesday. Aren't I on that committee?
That one does not have a committee. Or it's an IFB. Oh, yes. Yes, you need to review it. Yes, you are going to.
So you're not going anywhere.
Can we potentially keep it on Tuesday, and if my event unfolds wirelessly, then we may scratch it and do it the following. Will that be fine?
Yep.
Okay.
Windmill's available, we'll have it on the agenda.
That's right.
The next one is for the ballroom carpet replacement. This one I do not know who it's from. It didn't say. Green River Construction, Inc. And the next one is from Basin Appliance out of Bernal. I think Green River Construction is out of Bernal, too. That's not correct. Anybody know on that one?
Yeah, they're out of Bernal.
Okay, thank you. So those are open, commissioners. I've got one more right here. And we'll turn them over to the selection committee, the review committee. Since Mel won't be on this one, it can probably award them next week. No, she's shaking her head no.
On the 26th also is when that one is on the agenda.
So it's not next week then?
Not next week.
So both these are 2 weeks out.
Yes.
Okay. There you go, Commissioner.
So I'm good.
Just the two then on that one?
Just two on that one. Okay, starting sound contract for Urena County Fair money.
Okay, I have the Sterling Sound for Diamond Rio. For them to bring in the stage, the light, and all the rental, which would be $20,000. Typically, we're $17,000 or $18,000. The cost has went up a little bit. That is within the budget there. We also did cut a couple other things out in the budget to mix with the sound and stuff like that that was happening. So that the one for the concert is $20,000. The sound for the arena, the Queen Contest, which happens prior to the fair but is part of the fair, and for all of the events that will happen during the fair, will be a total of $6,500. That part is also in the sound budget that we budgeted for the fair. And I'm just,
And
that'll be on Tuesday?
I would imagine.
Yeah, the 19th. Yeah, I can do that one. I don't have to review anything else.
Okay, interlocal agreement for the use of the Union County Law Enforcement Gun Range. Do you know anything about that?
I've reviewed it, but I believe the sheriff wanted to continue that until he's here.
Okay. Put that on next week, please.
The next work session, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
There's not one next week, Commissioner, just so you're aware. You might remember that or not.
Do you know why we're not?
Because you told us to cancel it, and we won't let you out of it. There's no quorum.
I'm here. I thought
one doesn't make a quorum.
I thought Willis was going to be here. I knew John was going to be gone. No, that's today.
Just told lack of quorum.
I will double check on that.
Okay, let us know.
It's not on our schedule. It doesn't show that Willis or I will be out of town or gone, so I'll double check.
Would you let us know by Monday?
please.
Oh, I know what it is. It's not because we're going to be gone. It's because it's our quarterly UDOT meeting at 10 o'clock.
So
we have to cancel that once a month, the work session, due to that, when we have that quarterly UDOT meeting.
What about the commission meeting?
It's just on Wednesday.
It's going on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got the commission going on Tuesday.
All right. Okay. Next one. Sean, United Transportation Special Service District UTSSD presentation of funding.
He's not here.
Where did he go?
Was he here? Was he
what?
Here?
I didn't see him.
Oh, I thought I heard him. I just thought I heard him, you know, Sean. All right. Scott, Civco Fifth North contract discussion.
Commissioners, I have a engineering agreement contract with Civco Engineering for the design and construction for 5th North from 5th East to 1500 East. Lauren has reviewed this contract as well. Pricing is $45,000 for the engineering design and $55,000 for the construction engineering. So these funds will come out of B Road funds. Any other questions?
My understanding they got bought out. Is it still Civco? Are they going to go under Patriot?
I don't know which name, I couldn't tell you. They showed up last night in a Civco truck, so I'm assuming it's still going to be Civco.
My understanding from last night, they will remain Civco for at least a year. And then I don't know what will happen from there. But they didn't merge, basically. Patriot bought Civco.
Okay.
Commissioners, just for verification, Civco is a pre-approved UDOT contracted engineer still, correct?
Yes.
They are,
as
far as I know, yet.
Okay. I just wanted
that
part of it, that they're on the UDOT's pool, so therefore that's why Trina wasn't bid out, is we can reach to that pool, because they've already been pre-approved on a state level.
All right, Mike, URS 2026-27, retirement rates.
Sorry, are we
going
to have
that on the 19th then? We can. Oh,
the contract for Civco?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Put it on there, please.
Yep. Sherry, you got it covered?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, commissioners.
You have to blow that up, Mike.
I can do that a little bit.
I still have to have it blown up.
That's too far. Got to go down one.
No, that's good.
You can go back up. Just shift it.
Yeah, go back up.
There you go. Thank you.
Okay, close enough. Can you see that?
Yes.
Okay, this, it is time the, first of all, the actuaries from URS determine what the rates need to be to keep the plan stable. The first rates we're looking at right here are the Tier 1 rates. We are part of the local government non-contributory rate right here. It is going down by 1%. For total cost of that one. These are your rank and file employees hired prior to July 1 of 2011. So these are your all employees, full-time benefit employees hired before that, or that ever was once in Tier 1. Once Tier 1, always Tier 1. Once Tier 2, always Tier 2. The public safety, we are in Fund 43, other division A. Their rate is 32.54. It's a reduction of 0.5%. Also on that one, any law enforcement that was hired prior to July 1 of 2011 is in Tier 1. The next one, so those rates there will be reducing by 1% and 0.5% total. The next system we're in, I'll try to move this one. So We'll go first right here on this part. Okay. This is Tier 2 system, so these are employees hired after July 1 of 2011. Once Tier 2, always Tier 2. In this one here, there's two systems they can participate in. Again, we're local government. The employer is going down by 1%. The employee on the rank and file employee is going up 0.49. So there, the employees will be paying an additional 0.49 in the local government hybrid if they so chose the hybrid system. While we're there, let's look at, and if they, Tier 2 employees have 1 year from the date of hire to decide, do they want to be hybrid pension and 401k or strictly deferred comp. The deferred contribution rate for them, for those employees is 10%. The actuary, the Tier 1 amortization rate is what they call it. This is the getting the fund to be actuarially sound. This is the rate right here, 3.1 there and 3.11 here. Those are dropping from 4.11 the year before down to the 3.1, reduction of 1%. On that one. So if they were that part, if they were hybrid, they will go up by 0.49. If they're in the deferred comp only, they will stay exactly the same at 10%. The employer goes down. The next system is public safety. Again, we're still Fund 43. The employer has to pay 14%. Employees pay 5.98, of which the county governing body back 4 or 5 years ago chose to pick that up for law enforcement. They can only pick it up for law enforcement. And several years ago was picked up that they will pick up 2.59% of the 5.98. So the employees on the law enforcement hybrid is 1.25 increase with a 0.5% decrease for the employer share of it. That's the county share of it. If they are hybrid or deferred comp only, it is 14%. Now, this 14% is kind of not misleading, but that's what's required to put in. But when we come down, I'm going to go down here to this next sheet. So many years ago when they picked up this 2.59% for law enforcement, if they choose to be deferred comp only, if you put in 2.59 to the hybrid, which was elected back then that 2.59 has to go into the employer contribution to the 401k on behalf of public safety. So that's a decision that every officer has to make, and every employee now has to make within 1 year of hire. What do you want to be? Deferred comp or hybrid, and then deal with whatever you have that direction. So this 2.59 for the hybrid system also comes down here because it was employer picked it up, so they carries down here to 2.59, so a total of 16.59. County currently contributes a 2.5% match into the 401k. The amount that the employees put in, we'll match that into the 401k, and anything additional if they put into the 401k or 7 Roth, as long as they participate in any approved, as long as they're participating in any retirement system contribution, we will match that up to a max of 2.5. It was agreed by the commission about 3 months ago to do an auto enrollment, which we've seen very strong auto enrolling and then staying in so far, of 2.5% into the 457 Roth that the employee puts into the 457 Roth. Employer matches always goes in the 401k. IRS regulations on that one, so county will only contribute their 2.5% in the 401k. So in a nutshell,
do they have the choice to put it in 401k if they want to, their percentage?
Oh yeah, they can do 401k
or 457
or 57. With the new ARIA system now, we have 401k Roth and a 457 Roth. We put the 457 Roth as the auto enrollment. They will thank somebody 20, 30 years from now.
They really will. That's true.
But if they will do it and put into it, they will be. They won't regret it. But again, auto enrollment's there with auto escalation on the one-year anniversary of them entering into the system. It will go up by 1% with auto escalation. And anyone else that's in ERS, if you go into the new ARIA system, you can elect to go in any one of those systems. Highly encourage you to do it, and you can put on their auto escalation in your own individual plans, whatever it is you want to do. If you want to say 457 Roth, 401k Roth, whatever it is, you can select to do auto escalation every year, and you select what the percentage is. Highly recommend it, because otherwise you're going to get as old as John and wish you had done it. So anyway, that is what I would like to request the commissioners to take part of that 1% savings again and maybe move that 2.5 to 3% match. If we could request that, that's up to you guys. I know the employees would appreciate it because the employees are going to have to put in additional amount. So going back up, so in a nutshell, public safety employees will contribute another 1.25, and the employee rank and file employees will go up 0.49%.
Can you get that cost to us by
Friday? I can do it. Yep.
We'll review it in the first of the week.
I will do that. So anyway, that is the presentation, and I will do it a lot quicker in commission meeting. We'll just present this form right here for your approval.
So make sure that gets on for the 19th.
And that'll be on the 19th.
Sure.
These rates become effective July 1 of 2026. Okay.
Mike might not be able to get it by Friday. He said he's going to work my event for me.
I heard about your event coming down there. John's told me about it, and I'm not going to comment.
Okay. Policy 280, employee medical examination policy. Melissa, welcome to our group.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
This is our new HR person.
Hello, everybody.
Hey, Melissa.
I'll do what I can on this. I don't want to take credit for Jen's work. okay, so Utah State Code 34-33-102 just passed requiring municipalities to pay for medical examinations required for the job. So, like CBO med testing, physical examinations for folks. Jen drafted this beautiful policy we spoke about earlier this week, basically just stating that we would be compliant with that. And ensure payment directly to the provider as required by code for these tests that are required for the job. And that's what the policy says. It'll be policy 280. Do you want anything to add? You drafted it.
Good. Put it on for Tuesday, please. Okay. Short, sweet, get a donut and get out. We're adjourned.